The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Happy day after Thrones Day and the Astros at an arm. We'll talk all about it and a lot more. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Welcome back. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports. Sports and racism and stuff.
Racism and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that going around.
Pretty much.
White people really had a good thing going, didn't we?
For the longest time.
Yeah. Like, we were in pretty good shape. We had a pretty good standing in this world. And, man, white people have really messed this whole thing up. We took a good thing, we crumbled it up and threw it on the ground and set it on fire. Now everybody hates us. And I kind of don't blame them.
Kind of with you on that.
Yeah.
I hate my white half now.
Yeah,
I'd like to just chop it off.
Well, then you'd just be Arab, and then
you're in the same boat. I'm just as hated. Yeah,
yeah.
There's no escape for me.
Yeah, it ain't going well. We're now like the White Walkers on Game of Thrones. Like, everybody's gonna team up against us. That's the way to defeat us.
Yeah, except I like them.
Well,
I think they're a positive. You know, I think the Night King is the only one who's good in this whole thing.
He does have sort of an innocent face to him.
He does. What has he really done? He just kind of marches around.
He's just leading an army.
Brings people back to life.
And we don't even know it's an army. It could just be a bunch of his friends.
It may just be a giant kegger.
Just his boys.
It's a giant ice kegger. It's exactly what it could be. Game of Thrones talk at 5:30 today, including a theory that I've come up with about who kills Cersei. I'm very excited about this theory.
All right.
What else is up? How was your weekend?
Sports. It was all right. I'm trying to think of what. Yesterday, my kid had baseball tryouts.
Yeah.
It was so damn hot.
I made the stupid mistake of going out on a long bike ride yesterday afternoon. I thought I was going to melt.
Man, it was rough yesterday. Overall, not a bad one. I drank some beer and basic weekend for me. I was planning on going down to the valley, but one of those places was closed. So I ended up not going. I don't know when I'm going to finish that stupid barbecue trip.
Well, yeah, now you're at that point where you're getting close to football season. It's going to be harder to finish it. And it would suck if you got to all 50 and all those coolers were already gone.
Yeah, I don't think so, though. I think it'll be all right, but it's just I would have liked to have been done already.
Yeah, I didn't do much this weekend. A lot of biking and a little bit of drinking, and that was about it.
All right.
A little bit of watching TV.
Oh, yeah, a lot of watching TV for me.
Yeah, I kind of took it easy this weekend.
The Astros are back in the win column, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas Keuchel with a good effort. Ken Giles comes on and gets a two-inning save.
They're an unstoppable force again.
Yeah, for one game. I thought Keuchel... When Keuchel gets a big strike zone like that, he's really tough.
Yeah.
And that was a generous strike zone yesterday. But it's good to see him with a good outing, because since he'd come back, he'd look nothing like that. And I think that was a good game for them to win, get out of there with a victory after what has not been a good stretch for them.
No. And they make an addition. Tyler Clippard, not left-handed.
No.
But I think automatically becomes at least the second best reliever in their bullpen.
I think that's your eighth inning guy now.
Yeah, I mean, there's the investment in Giles kind of makes me think that he'll be the ninth inning guy, but you could argue that Clipper's the best guy in that bullpen. But yeah, it's something. They add something.
It's a need.
It's a need for sure. So I was happy to see them do that. The White Sox, every player on their team that's had a save at some point this year, they've traded off. They had David Robertson, they traded him off. They had Anthony Swarzak, traded him off. Now Tyler Clipper traded him off. They've got zero saves for their entire bullpen statistically this year.
That's a rarity.
Well, that's the worst team in the league. They don't care anyway. Yeah. Like if you're that bad,
What is there to save? Of course, they did pretty well against the Astros last
year. Yeah.
The thing is, if you get Yankees version of Clipper, not good. But you get what he was with the White Sox, pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So I like the pickup. It's about as much as you could hope for at this stage. And it'd be nice to get another lefty. But hey, it's good for them. Hey, this will take a little pressure off that back end, too, which right now they're still having to pitch so much because their starters just aren't getting deep enough in games.
Right.
7-1-3-7.
And you say the Yankee version of Tyler Clipper last year.
Very good.
Was really good. He's had kind of an up and down career. Like there's some years he's really good, some years he's just meh. But overall, he's a solid guy. He was really good in Washington for several years. He's more experienced than anybody in this bullpen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been in the league for 11 years. He's still throwing pretty well.
Good stuff. I mean, I like it. It's a good pickup.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's over a strikeout per inning. I mean, that's what you need at this point. Just stop putting these guys on bases and giving them a chance.
Yeah, and the bad thing is almost all their starters until yesterday. Peacock was pretty good the other day. For the most part, though, they're just not getting deep enough in games to give them a chance. And, you know, this will help a little bit because if you have to use Devinsky earlier now, that should get you a little deeper in games. I like it. We'll see how it plays out, but just goes to show how differently people look at games. You got to be joking about a big strike zone. Keiko was getting squeezed all game long in the low and away corner to righties. I think we watched a different game yesterday. That's okay. Yeah. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. And man, we got a lot of Texan stuff to get to also because There's some things going on there. Got Game of Thrones at 5:30. You won't want to miss that. And, you know, there's just plenty of things to get to from the weekend.
Yep. Football season creeping up on us in a hurry.
We're not that far away from college football.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That came up this morning. We were talking about, wait a minute. This is we're officially mid-August. It's time, which would be good because I'm kind of getting tired of Canadian football and preseason football being my only things.
But yeah.
I did hit a pretty good bet.
When is the first weekend of college football?
It's the
Labor Day weekend.
When is Labor Day?
The second, is that right?
First weekend of September?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
No, there's games in August.
Yeah, no, Rice and Stanford play in Australia, I think the 26th.
Yeah, but when's like the first?
26, you've got three games: Oregon State, Colorado State, Hawaii, UMass, Stanford, Rice. And then Thursday, August 31st, you've got a whole buttload of them.
Okay.
So, looking at
I want the when's the first the first big game?
First big game would probably be, well, I'm looking at this Thursday schedule. It's not very exciting. Ohio State, Indiana.
That doesn't count.
Tulsa, Okie State.
Because normally, like the first week of the season, there's a big kickoff game that just sort of gets everyone kind of hyped up.
Well, LSU BYU is here, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's one.
Is that a big game?
I think it's a pretty big game.
Okay.
Man, theoretically,
they don't have like the.
Yeah, that's a well. We got Alabama and Florida State, right?
When is that?
That's got to be that weekend of
the second.
Yeah, September 2nd.
Okay.
So that's your big one.
That's when football starts.
Okay.
I guess that day is a full day of football.
I would be willing to bet, however.
Florida-Michigan is that day too, I believe.
Yeah. You'll be betting on some of those games before that day.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
You're going to say, okay, that's when football season starts. Football season starts when you make your first bet.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know when that'll be.
I'll probably have something on that first Saturday just because it's a moral imperative, right?
A Washington-Rutgers game may have something going. It's on the Thursday. Or yeah. No, it's a Friday.
Yeah, that's... It's always kind of weird here with these early season games. Florida's got like 7 guys suspended, right?
Yeah.
The Florida-Michigan game. I might be on Michigan there. That's probably going to be on Michigan regardless, but that changes things a little bit. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls and get into whatever you guys want to get into today. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize that outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality that you've come to expect from our good friends at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's trial hand carved, custom colored for your home. It's going to look great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get with a carved stone overlay instead. Have the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Josh sent me a pitching chart from one of Keuchel's walks saying that there were 4 strikes resulting in a walk. 3 of the alleged strikes are right on the line. And as I told him, those things are about as reliable as a paper condom. So Billy says, Keuchel was getting squeezed. If you think not, fine, but to say he was getting favors shows a lack of knowledge. Okay, Billy.
Well, I, for one, have a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So.
And nobody said he was getting favors. I said he had a big strike zone. How is that getting favors? Both teams had it. So, again, just make stuff up. That's what you do. If you know, you don't hear exactly what you want to hear, just go ahead and make something completely up. I think that's perfect, Billy. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. This is how you guys are going to be today? Is this what we're going to get?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean I'm fine with disagreements, but to sit here and just say he was getting favors shows a lack of knowledge. John, can we play that back and see where I said he was getting favors? Or AJ said that? Did you say that?
No.
I damn sure didn't.
You said that he had a big strike zone.
Yeah, both guys did. It was helpful. 713-780-ESPN. And no, big strike zone does not equal favors. You guys are really, really trying to hang on to anything because your team has sucked so much for the last couple weeks. This was your big turnaround. You know what? No more Astros talk today.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm fine
done.
On that.
Done. This is what you get. Did you see what the Maloof brothers did?
No.
$880,000 bet on Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, I did see that. It was like divided up into
two. Yeah, they had to split it into 2 tickets.
Yeah.
But it was the Maloof brothers who did it, and they'll make $160,000 when they win. So, and they're going to donate the proceeds to charity.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw RJ tweeting that out yesterday, and then the story came out today that it was the Maloof brothers, which I feel pretty good about that bet. Don't know about you.
I feel okay with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel pretty solid.
I would say that money's pretty safe.
Yeah.
Although I would also
but
say...
But they're also the kind of people who can afford to lose something.
$800,000 for them is tip money. They probably spend that much on a party. And those guys have made a ton of money over the years. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see this? Did you see that Chris Long got into a... pissed off a bunch of people on his Twitter and then...
I know he's from Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And I know that he has been sort of outspoken about it. I mean, it's no... I don't know. Are you? Anytime someone says stick to football, I'm like, all right, well,
that's okay, that's fine. If you're a plumber, stick to plumbing.
Yeah, only tweet about plumbing.
Yeah, if you work at McDonald's, only, you know, stick to McDonald's.
That's dumb.
It's the same thing that people tell us a lot of times. Oh, stick to sports, stick to sports.
Yeah.
And the reality is...
God forbid you have an interest outside of your professional life.
And the people who do the stick to sports thing are the ones who happen to disagree with you.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Otherwise, oh, no, you can talk about that all you want. And, yeah, athletes get that a lot. You know, I know actors get it a lot. It's real easy. You just don't have to listen. It's that simple. And don't follow them on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just unfollow.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. There's people on there. I have Facebook friends that I have unfriended because I don't want to read their crap. I don't tell them stick to... whatever their business is. I just sort of, you know, okay. I just don't need to be your friend anymore. Same thing with Twitter. I'll just unfollow you if I don't like what you say. And you know, I don't understand the need to go after people and say, well, you suck on this. Okay. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody said they bet 800 and will only win 160. That's because Mayweather is a huge favorite.
Right.
So, geez, Fred, by saying paper condoms aren't safe really shows your lack of knowledge about condoms. Stay in your lane. Well played, sir. Well played. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah. We may have to ban texters too today.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's awful. I don't know. Everybody's in such a bad mood. Did they not have a... Did you guys not have a good weekend?
Mine was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well. Turn the text off.
Yep.
Fine with that.
Yep. I think we're going to do that. Did you see that...
I've gotten a lot of people asking if I'm going to talk about Ric Flair today. Like... I mean, it's a bummer for Ric Flair. I hope he's all right, but I don't know much about it. I don't know what's going on with it, dude. I'm not a doctor.
I don't like to see anybody. Really? You had to do that. I don't like to see anybody sick. I mean, but yeah, I don't know much about him. Everybody's saying it's because the usual suspects put everybody in a bad mood.
Well, why? What did they do?
I have no idea what they did.
I think they talked Charlottesville for a little bit.
And that pissed people off?
I think so. I was running around doing stuff, so I didn't get to listen.
Is Nick still here?
I think Barry might be. Hold on.
Yeah, tell Barry to come in here then.
Yeah. Find out what the deal is. So I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
I kind of thought.
They're both gone.
No.
Oh, all right.
That's fine.
Flames. You know Joel, he's the first one out the door as soon as the show ends.
Yeah. I mean, he's
down like a rocket ship.
I didn't know he could move that fast.
Yeah.
He just like flies.
He takes it long enough to call me some sort of disparaging name. I don't know why. He says, you do the same thing to me, and I'd never do. I never do. I have a lot of respect for Joel, but he doesn't seem to have the same for me.
I always say nice things about him when I come in. I always say, hello, sexy bitches. I kind of think that's a compliment, right? So, 713-780 ESPN. Bring a let's get a phone call. Jason. Go, Jason.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
I guess the reason why everybody's in a bad mood is because 59's a parking lot, but then
that's
again,
no
it's
different than every day.
Lot.
That's every highway in Houston this time of day.
Yeah. Oh, it's 4:30 in Houston. There's traffic. Wah. Well, yeah.
I know, guys. But anyway, are y'all going to pay much attention to this 24 hours of fantasy? Like, is there going to be anything that we'll really pick up on, or are y'all going to break that down tomorrow? I'm just kind of curious with y'all's feelings on that. I'll hang up and listen.
What's the 24 hours of fantasy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you got me on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess long story short, no, I'm not going to be paying much attention to it.
Well, I guess I got to look that up now and find out what the heck it is. To me, it's just being on Pornhub for a day.
I guess ESPN, ESPN is going to do something. 28 straight hours of fantasy football. I'll be on that none. Hey. I don't, unless ESPN's doing like a 30 for 30 or something like that, or there's a live sporting event on, I don't watch ESPN anymore. I've moved on. I don't need them in my life. Hmm. But I do like those 30 for 30s. But no, I'm not going to watch them talk about fantasy football for 24 hours, 28 hours. I can't deal with that.
Mayweather's minus 500 on Bovada right now. Is it time to pull the trigger? I like that number, but if it's at that now, I bet it comes down some more. So,
speaking of which, we have a giveaway that we're going to announce in a little bit. Do you want to do it now? We have a
do it now.
So we're giving away a Mayweather McGregor fight. Like, it comes with a T-shirt and the big prize is a $250 gift card to use on the fight and anything else you want to use towards the fight. A T-shirt, hat, and fight poster. And simply go to our Facebook page, and I posted this question on Facebook: who did Conor McGregor face in his UFC debut? We will choose a winner at random at 6. Post your answer and hit the like to enter. You have to hit the like to enter.
I know that answer. I know the result even.
But you're not eligible to win.
Oh.
You're gonna be there for the fight anyway.
I know. I'm just saying I know that answer.
Oh, there's Barry. He could tell us what's going on.
Tank Abbott, do I win?
It's not Tank Abbott. That's wrong.
Oh, damn it.
No.
I heard you guys had questions about our show.
Yeah, why'd you guys piss everybody off?
Yeah, so we talked about what happened in Charlottesville for an hour. And I think people just kind of, you know... I think it bothers people when you don't talk sports.
They want
constantly.
You to stick to sports?
Yeah, we were getting a lot of ignorant texts, and a lot of people were upset that we weren't talking sports on an ESPN station, and how could David Gow allow that?
Oh. Did you tell them because we've always done that?
Yeah, I think they missed the entertainment part of ESPN, right? Isn't that what the E stands for?
Yeah, no, well, not that Charlottesville is really entertainment, but...
I thought it stood for erotica.
That's what it should stand for.
Yeah. So
wrong the whole time?
What's the P stand for?
Well,
real.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why. Yeah, we set an hour time limit. Anyone that wanted to air their grievances or get it off their chest. The text line, of course, was ignorant as hell, but I think that's why people are in a bad mood, honestly.
Well, thanks for setting us up.
Yeah, well, you know, we do what we can.
Yep, appreciate
it. Well, okay, we're going to have to come. This is on us, then, to get the people in a good mood.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
How was having Charlie Polillo on?
Oh, man, it was a real treat. It was a huge treat.
Okay.
Big treat, big old treat. Just a treat, 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 treat.
Weren't you a Polillo guy before you came here?
You know what? You got me. I was. In fact, I told him that I was listening to him when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, which is also how old he is. He's pretty old.
Okay,
looks young, but old guy. But yeah, I was a Polillo guy. I always have been. I've never not lied about that.
I have to ask you something. Knee-high to a grasshopper, wouldn't you be a sperm?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
It's, I don't know what the hell it means. I just pick up on these things that my weird-ass parents said, and then I use them. I don't even know if I'm using that right.
Well, I think you're using it right. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for putting everybody in a bad mood. We'll fix
well,
that.
Well, you know, do what I can.
All right. We'll do one more call real quick. We'll get Gilbert on. Go, Gilbert.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
We're doing sports.
Sports, baby. Yeah, hey, you're the best thing on the radio.
I know. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? The guy I like the best is Nick Sharara, okay?
You like that guy? I thought we were the best.
No, well, y'all are the second best, you know. But y'all good guys. Good guys, all of y'all.
All right.
ESPN all the way, man.
Is that all you got?
I said ESPN all the way.
All right. Well, hey, all the way. Thanks, brother.
Nick's my favorite, too. I'm not going to lie.
Nick's, like, not even top five for me.
Are you number one on your top five?
Of course.
Are you one through five?
No, I'm not an egomaniac. There's other people who work here. But none of them matter as much to this station as I do. Fred, you're second. It's fine. Don't get huffy.
I was just looking at text.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with that. I'm not top five around here. I know that. I'm like unranked. I'm that team that's unranked every week. Because I never make any of those lists, good or
you're
bad.
You're like Wake Forest football.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I don't know. Who's 6-6 every year? That's pretty much me. I'm about as mediocre as
you. You're like
I
guess. Boston College.
Yeah, probably so.
You're the Houston Texans of sports radio.
Yeah, no, because they have a winning record.
Okay.
I need 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8.
The Bengals?
Yeah, they're better. The playoffs. They just lose in the first round. Maybe that's almost accurate. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Casino Jay said, sat next to T.J. Cloutier in a poker tournament at Choctaw this weekend. He threw Jackson in the muck pre-flop twice without committing a single chip to the pot. Old man still got it. How'd you do, Casino Jay? Let us know. A lot of people complaining that they did a whole hour on that, the last show. And I would just say there are times when we've done significant amount of time on events. But by now, for the time of our show, I just think it's kind of, it really wouldn't work here at this stage. So I'm not going to defend them or criticize them for it. I think
I will say this, what happened there is reprehensible to me. It's unimaginable, but one thing I've realized over the last, I don't know, 6 months to a year is there's a lot more crazy racist folks out there than we knew. It's like the logs. Yeah. You lift up the log, and all the critters start scrambling. Yeah. That's what's happened.
You just thought there were a couple mice underneath there, but no.
Yeah. There's an infestation.
So
I think the best is the Twitter site that's like that's putting these people under the bus. Like the guy at UNLV who's freaked out that I didn't mean to be in a Nazi rally. It's an accident.
Yeah, the Twitter handle is yes, you're racist.
Yeah,
yeah, but they also misidentified a guy on there.
The guy who worked at the hot dog stand?
I don't remember which one it was, but I saw that there was somebody who looked like the guy, but they got the wrong guy. Nick said I'm the Bills. That might be a little harsh. I think Blake and Disco and a couple other people nailed it. I'm the Jeff Fisher of sports radio. there's always a lot of promise. Like, man, this team could be really good. No. So just basically 500. 713-780-ESPN. So here we go. Because you guys need to be cheered up. I had like three potential Gym of the Day stories. I'm going to pull one of the Gym of the Day stories, and we're going to do it now. Because
to throw this thing back in
the air. We're going to try to get people back in a good mood.
Okay.
And so let's say you knew you were about to lose your job.
Okay.
What would be a good way to get back at your boss?
Are you trying to tell me something? I didn't even know.
No, not yet.
Okay.
You still have till the end of the year. But what would be a good way to get back at your boss? I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. But what would be a Hoffman way of getting back at the boss? Assuming you weren't married, hint.
Oh, you'd bang his wife?
Or how about his daughter?
Ooh.
Apparently, that's what this guy did.
Mr. Gao has all sons, right?
No, he's got a daughter. Remember, she interned here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
No, of course you wouldn't.
I'm a gentleman.
But apparently, this dude not only hooked up with her, they made a porno. He put it up on Facebook, and then it came down really quick. But the video's out there. And I would say she's a 5.5, maybe. Maybe a 6. But if it's your soon-to-be ex-boss's daughter, she's a 10.
Yeah.
Because you're doing some damage there. So, yeah, I think that would have been your gem of the day, but we'll have another one later. But how about that? How about as a good way to get back at your boss if you're about to get fired?
That's not bad. I would just go with a poop in the desk. Like, I'd go into his office and I'd poop in the bottom drawer of his desk.
Yeah.
And I'd hide it behind some files or something. And then it'd be several days before he found the source of the odor.
Philip says a guy at my job did that. He makes $30 an hour now and leaves 15 minutes early and does what he wants all day.
Hey, good deal.
I just don't have it in me to be mean. I was, when I quit the college, I was ready to be out of there for a lot of reasons. I did not like some of the people who worked there, you know, that were in management, but I never thought of doing anything. Roberto said, I wish my Rams were 500. You're not Fisher. Well, he did go. Well, that's true. He did kind of tail off there at the end. Jason says the Matt Stafford of radio. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a, because like if you're married, you can't bang the guy's daughter. I mean,
right.
And put it out there because then you're going to wind up getting divorced in addition to losing your job.
Yeah, then it's a double whammy.
So you just needed to come up with something cool to do to get back at him.
That's the poop desk.
See, yeah, you're obsessed with poop. I don't know why. I mean, I might get just raging drunk and throw up in his desk.
Okay.
How's that?
I mean, whatever works for you.
You would have to do something that wouldn't get you arrested. Because I don't think banging your boss's daughter would get you arrested.
Unless she's underage.
Yeah.
But I don't think from this video she doesn't look underage. Not that I watched the video. I just saw like pictures. There's no way I would actually watch that video.
No.
But yeah, she looked plenty old. Certainly mid-20s, I would say. But yeah, I think I'll go with vomit. Jong?
I don't think I would ever do anything.
I wouldn't either, but we're just trying to speculate.
You just suck it up, take one for the team?
I wouldn't say suck it up, but I'd take one for the team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I still have a really good gym of the day, so we're fine.
Okay.
713-780-ESP. Did you see that the friggin' Chargers drew less fans in the LA Galaxy for their game?
No.
That's not a good start. I wonder it's temporary.
The Chargers, they're the ones playing in the really small stadium, right?
Yeah, they're playing in the Galaxy Stadium.
Okay.
StubHub Center.
If they're charging the same for preseason tickets as they are for regular season tickets,
I'm sure
as
they
most
are.
Teams are,
yeah.
The regular season prices for those Chargers tickets are out of control. So I wouldn't pay that to go watch a preseason game. No way.
$21,054 for the Chargers, $25,867 for the Galaxy.
Jeez. So, is the Galaxy pretty good?
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't follow it that much. I know the Dynamo are playing better and nobody cares. That's a shame. We don't ever hear about. I mean, it's funny. I was talking to some people this weekend because one of the bike rides we did was the Dynamo ride, and they have such a great fan base, but I don't think they do a very good job marketing that team.
Cricket sound.
Nobody knows. Yeah, exactly. All right, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, if you've ever thought, man, I'd love to start over, I'd love to work with computers, I'd love to work in IT, I'd love to not be working in the heat, I'd love to be making more money, well, What if I told you it's not too late? You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys, so go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Counting days till it's over, my friends. Till it's over, my friends. Count along.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back. Thursday, we're all about trucks and truck accessories. Join the early shows at Truck Fitters on 1960 and Jones Road as they broadcast live from 9 until 4. John and Raheel kick the morning off at 9, followed by Unfiltered and The Usual Suspects. Wrap up the day. Come check out the shows. Have some wings courtesy of Big City Wings. And always tell them you heard it on ESPN 97.5. You'll get 10% off your entire purchase. It's Thursday. We're not here Thursday anyway, so it doesn't matter. But we're not out there for that. Some people were mad last week because I guess the things kept saying we'll be out there all day and our show wasn't out there.
Yeah, we're never out there when they say all day.
Yeah, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 49 said, just watch the video. She's about a 6, but awesome that she was cool with it. Yeah, she probably has daddy issues too, I'm guessing. 281 said, went to a Dynamo game on Saturday, first time at BBVA, and I have to admit I was impressed. Great venue, great beer, great fans, great atmosphere. As a Texan season ticket holder, the Dynamo game was actually better than about half the Texans games I've been to. It's a great atmosphere. My only problem with that place is whoever decided to paint orange seats in a place where it gets to be 102 degrees and everything reflects off of it, it can get brutally hot there. And, you know, this time of year especially. Okay, getting some good, I got moved to a cubicle one time with a person I despise, so I banged his fiance and let him know so he would bitch to get moved.
Oh,
got
boy.
My office back. Baller move.
Seems really inappropriate.
Extreme. Pretty extreme. A couple bartender buddies of mine learned they were getting fired the next day, so they told the whole bar $20 all you can drink all night, made about $500 each, then bounced at 2 a.m. and left the bar trashed. Manager had to clean up.
And usually you don't get a good recommendation after that.
Yeah. You better have another job lined up before you do something like that. I mean, if you're just getting fired and you don't have a job, something like that might come back to bite you.
You want some really bad news?
Really?
I just found a story and I was like, oh no. There's a couple counties in Arizona, in Coconino and Navajo County. Which, by the way, Navajo County is not far from where I used to live in New Mexico. There are some fleas there that have tested positive for some disease. Like, fleas are obviously kind of gross creatures anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The disease? Like, what's the worst disease you could see fleas carrying around?
Boy, they're pretty nasty little things.
How about the plague?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were done with that.
I thought so, too. I thought it was eliminated, but apparently not.
What's next? We're going to get typhoid and diphtheria?
Apparently so. It's like the Oregon Trail.
Smallpox?
It says that residents in the area were notified because the plague is endemic in Coconino County. There are likely other locations with infected fleas. Health officials in both counties say while an abundance of active prairie dogs is not an indication that disease is present, a sudden die-off of prairie dogs and rodents may be an indicator of the plague. And they're asking people who notice a sudden die-off of rodents or rabbits to call their county's health department. So, like, if all the rats in your house die, it's a bad sign now.
When did we go so far backward? We got people who think the earth is flat. The bubonic plague is back.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? Suddenly it's 1800 again.
It says, do not hand. Here's some ways to reduce exposure risk. Do not handle sick or dead animals. Prevent pets from roaming loose. Deflea pets routinely. Avoid rodent burrows and fleas. Like, who's going out and looking for rodent fleas and burrows?
Exactly. Hey, let's. Hey, man, look, there's a rodent burrow. Let's crawl through it.
Wear rubber gloves and other protection when cleaning and skinning wild animals. Do not camp next to rodent burrows and avoid sleeping directly on the ground. Who's
camping in New Mexico this time of year?
Well, who's saying, all right, let's pick a campsite? Well, here's one right next to a rodent burrow.
Well, I guess you get up in the mountains. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you could camp up there.
But, yeah, no, not now. Not with these plague fleas. I'm against the plague.
Yeah. I think we can all agree we're on the same side on that one.
That's why I'm always like these people who don't like to vaccinate their kids. It makes me mad because I don't want that stuff to come back. They're like, oh, well, there hasn't been any of, you know, this hasn't been around in years and years. Why would? Yeah, because people get immunized.
You know, it would
don't invite it back.
It would suck to die of diphtheria or the plague or something like that. Hey, okay, how about this? Come join us tomorrow at Constellation Field. We'll broadcast live from Sugarland. The Skeeters will take the field at 7:05 to face the York Revolution. It's affordable family
fun.
They're
going to kill them. They're going to kill the
Revolution. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com and get your tickets now. Yeah, suck it, York. They're going to slap you down. Squeezing a call. Todd.
Yeah, sports.
Sports, Todd.
Respect the show a lot, guys. Don't always agree, but I respect it a lot. I just wanted to get y'all's quick take on the fact that it seems different this time with Roger Goodell not attending none of the meetings with Zeke and the girl they assaulted or did not assault or whatever. I just want to get y'all's take on that because most of the time it seems like he's real hands-on. So how does it change the appeal process where he's usually the judge, executioner, you know, jury and all that? Doesn't seem like he was a jury on this one. Just wanted to get you guys' take.
Ah. Well, I thought it was weird that he didn't talk to the girl and didn't find out why she allegedly lied to prosecutors. It did seem like the more I've read about it, the more I'm like, man, it just seems like Roger Goodell was sort of reckless with this thing. But it's no different than any other thing that he's done. That's sort of how he's sort of a maverick, if you will.
And these things are really tough. They are he said, she says. And, yeah, I think that's why I'm not a fan of these suspensions without it actually going to at least going to a grand jury or something. And I know that it's their right to do what they want because he works for them. But it's also a little bit different because – you know, these teams, while operating under one umbrella, also operate separately. And I think the punishment sometimes here, that it just needs to be fixed in the next collective bargaining agreement. If I'm the players' union, I am not letting Goodell do all this stuff. But it is, the more you read about it, the more it's like, okay, we didn't. I don't feel like you got both sides.
Like I said, when you're thinking about the percentage of people who are getting in trouble with the NFL, which is maybe 3-4% of players in the NFL are actually getting into trouble where Roger Goodell's coming down on them. When it goes time to negotiate, those other 97% who are keeping their nose clean and not getting into trouble, they want things that helps everybody, not just the guys who get in trouble, you know?
Yeah, this just seems like an unfair system to me. And going back to the Brady thing and everything else. 936 says a guy into bestiality in New Mexico might want to step up from the paper condom.
It's in Arizona.
Close enough. Hey, it's going to make its way to New Mexico.
It probably will.
And you know what happens when it gets to New Mexico? You know what's next?
Texas. Yeah. Yes.
Well, El Paso first, which is eastern New Mexico. But then it's going to get here. I just left the doctor with a fever. Now you guys talk about all this stuff freaking me out. So
Plus, I'm going to West Texas at the end of the week.
Uh-oh.
That's pretty close to New Mexico.
Uh-oh.
If I get the plague fleas, I'm going to be so mad.
But what if you get that cooler, too?
What if I get what?
You finish and you get the cooler.
I mean, it'd be worth it. Unless the plague kills me.
Christina says this is how the apocalypse starts. Hashtag fleas. You know what? You know where I'll know it starts? Because we've had these monkeys attacking people. Monkeys with plague fleas.
Oh.
That's when it's going to happen.
Well, luckily,
and then it's going to be Planet of the Apes and we're all going to die.
Luckily, these are mostly prairie dogs that apparently are carrying the fleas. But I'm against all those things. All right. That's the next movie. I should make that movie. Planet of the Prairie Dogs.
I knew a girl once who had a prairie dog as a pet.
Gross.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
That's gross.
She was cute, though.
Prairie dogs are essentially like miniature squirrels, which means they're...
Right. They're
rats.
They're basically glorified gophers.
All part of the rat family.
Yeah.
Like, I know some rats have more fur than others, so we think of them as cute. Oh, that rat has a fluffy tail. He's a squirrel. He's cute. They're all rodents. They're gross.
Some of them have wings, and we call them pigeons. But they're really just flying rats.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Window World. I like to say it like that. I think that's going to be a new thing for them. Window World is going to – that all their commercials are going to say, Window World. Not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a fantastic price, which they do, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, the U.S. of A., and they carry a good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. What's the first step to reducing your energy bills, you may be asking? I'll tell you. It's calling Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World. Simply the best for less. I lost the home, so I roll wherever, and my bellies will eat, and I got no cheddar. Life gets no better, and my plate is empty, and my mind is hungry, ain't got no... ESPN 97.5.